Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. Zeisei Chulin, Shekvashanim Zeisei Truma. If you have olives of Chulin that were pickled with olives of Truma, so what are the cases? What were the physical attributes of these olives? Ptsuei Chulin and Ptsuei Truma. So the cases where the Chulin was cut up, Tsun is like they were pierced open. So you have pierced open olives of Chulin and pierced open olives of Truma. Or you have Ptsuei Chulin and Shlemei Truma, or the Ptsuei of Chulin are with whole Truma olives. So the main point is that the Chulin olives in all these cases when they were pickled have to be pierced open or cut up like the Rav says. Obamei Truma, or again the Truma part was something that was liquid. All these cases, Aser. The Chulin becomes Aser. When it's pickled, it becomes Aser, and by Truma, the Chulin olive had to have been pierced. But the other olive can be anyway, it could be even the liquid of that Truma olive. Aval Shlemei Chulin in Pitsue Truma, Mutter. However, if both of those olives were complete and you pickled an olive that was Truma with an olive that's Chulin, the Chulin olive is Mutter. Now, normally we have in Shas is a concept called Kavash Arehu Kumavushal. Anytime that you pickle something, it's as if you're cooking it. So, Lamaisa, even in this last case, what's this difference that if you have something that's pierced open, that's a reason to aser it. Even if it's not pierced open, kavish, when you pickle something overnight, it's as if you're cooking it together. And it should be aser regardless of whether or not it's pierced open or not. It shouldn't make a difference. So why is the case in the bottom, the last case, where they're both shleimim, why is that mutter? So the Mishnah Shani says that you find here, there's a difference by truma, that they're more makel by truma. You don't find it anywhere else. Any other difference between something that's pierced open and cut up versus shalim regarding kavish, regarding pickling something. And Taisis Yantav asks later, Gemara's the whole sugin chulin, hakum, the whole shiloh of whether kavish is kumavushal or not kumavushal is machlekes, like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Hakum the Gemara never brings this Mishnah up. There's a few Mishnahs here. The Gemara's don't bring this Mishnah up at all. So according to Mishnah Shana, it's very good, because the reason is because this is a separate din of truma that we don't find by other things. It's a kula that they only had by truma, and that's why the Gemara doesn't bring up the Mishnah here as a raya that kavish is not kumavushal.